3 days from now, she will rise up to the playground of angels, fighter jets, and zeppelins. Burst open the door. Translate her body into an equation of 120 pounds moving 9.8 meters per second per second, and tumble from heaven, because she wants to taste the sky on her birthday. This is the part of the poem where I should drop metaphors about falling in love with her, how she's already fallen from heaven once, or something about shooting stars or glass ceilings, but this isn't a love poem. I said I would fall alongside her, stretch out fingers to find her. Falling 90 miles an hour doesn't scare me nearly as much as forgetting her touch. The romantic in me said that if her parachute does not open, I will not open mine. Instead, I would rather impress myself, emboss myself into the earth next to her, so that the soil remembers me following her always, until the crater I create speaks poetry without my body needing to be there. She called me silly. I said, if your parachute doesn't open, there is no reason to open mine. She said if her parachute doesn't open, she would reach the earth first, and she wondered what it would sound like. I said it would sound like a dream exploding. It would sound like all the poems in history being read simultaneously. It would echo across the earth, making poets of every language weep. She wondered if it would sound more like a thud or a squish. I said that if my parachute doesn't open, I would try and hit first so that she could hear the sound, and in the next life, a split second later, she could tell me. She said that I would have to wait her entire lifetime for that story, and how much it would suck to get her car keys from my pocket so that she could drive home. This isn't a love poem because 3 days from now, she will fall away from me, and she doesn't want me to catch her. This isn't a love poem because she wants to fall alone. I know now I've never been good enough for her. She knows now that she never needed me in the first place, that our kisses were forgettable, that the press of our skins together beneath sheets kept her warm some nights, but anyone else would do. She's not the kind of woman who will wait for anyone to follow her, even at terminal velocity. She wants to fall alone. Which is why I write these love poems. 3 days from now, my heart will become a projectile as she shatters herself through heaven from the other side. To her, this isn't a love poem. It's just some crap to read before she leaps from the sky and tastes heaven alone. To me, only the sky knows what this feels like.
Christopher Fox Graham.